You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Jordan Bastian, MLB.com. I'm here with Sandy Alomar Jr. of the Indians, and we're here to talk a little bit about, you know, all-star experiences. And Sandy, you went to 6 all-star games during your major league career. I think the first one was as a rookie in 1990.
That's correct.
You got to go to Wrigley Field, and your brother was on the other side, right?
That's correct. Because
what was that experience like? First year in the big leagues, I'm sure overwhelming enough, but then to make the all-star team your first year and to have your brother there too. I mean, that had to be an incredible moment for your family.
That's correct. Also, my father was there as a coach. The one thing is like when I came that year, I was just so focused on establishing myself as a major league player. And then the fact that the fans acknowledged, you know, myself and voted me for the All-Star game, it was a dream come true. Just to be a part of an elite group of players and playing in one particular game to expose your talent, it was awesome. Especially it was in Chicago in the old Wrigley Field.
What was that moment like when you got to share that news? I mean, when you found out you were on that team and you got to share that with your parents and obviously with your brother as well.
That was an incredible moment. You know, everybody keeps saying, you know, you are ahead in the votings and stuff like that. And I wasn't, like, really paying attention to it, like, to the degrees. I'm just like, you know, if it happens, great. But I didn't want to get myself, my hype so high and then get disappointed. So, like, when the news came in and say you're going to be the starting catcher for the American League, it was like, wow, like, I can't believe this. My rookie year, there's so many great catchers and great players out there that the fans elected to vote for me. It was a dream come true.
Now, your first 3 years, you made the All-Star game each year. You know, the first one, I'm sure you're just, I mean, kind of overwhelmed, soaking in the experience. I mean, great moment for your family. But as you keep going back, are there moments like you want to seek out a certain player or make sure you talk to a guy? You know, what stands out memory-wise of, you know, maybe, you know, talking to the other All-Stars or going to different cities for those events?
Oh, you want to talk to everybody. Everybody's in, you know, all these elite players that play in your team. And at that point, we didn't play interleague. And all the National League players, you get the chance to watch on TV. They're a great player. You get to see them, Barry Bonds, you know, and our team, Ken Griffey Jr., things, you know, and all the other countrymen, Puerto Ricans that you get to see there that you don't get to see during the season because they're in the National League. It's always a pleasure to watch and experience and see other players from the different league and see how good they is and compete against them.
Now, obviously, in 97, the All-Star game is here in Cleveland. You make that team, but not only do you make that team and get to play here in front of these fans, but you hit the big home run in the 7th inning. Do you remember what that feeling was like, that moment you hit that and just kind of, you know, the way the crowd was reacting? You know, you're going around the bases, this place is going crazy. What was that like for you?
It was an incredible, surreal moment, man. It's just like the fact that we were selling out the ballpark and everybody was talking about the All-Star game all the entire year, and I was having a great year, and I kind of saw the opportunity, maybe I make it to the All-Star game here. I never expected in a million years that I was going to come in a key situation because I knew Pacho Rodriguez was going to be a starting catcher,
right,
and I don't know how long he was going to play. Oh, the game was going to be out of hand or, you know, the score was going to be open. But just as, like, all the stars were aligned for that situation, I come in with a man in scoring position and hitting a home run, delivering like in front of your hometown crowd, it was just like amazing, man. It was just like I had chills running the bases. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we're sitting here right now looking out at the field. I'm sure you can still sort of, you know, picture that moment.
Yeah, I remember Sean Essence throwing me 2 breaking balls, and I was so pumped up that I swung at the ball before he even threw the ball. And I'm going like, well, you know what? I need to calm myself down here, 2-strike approach. And I had the 2-strike approach. I wasn't even trying to do anything. I was just anything extraordinary. I was just trying to do necessary to put the ball in play. And sometimes when you try to do little things and you do the necessary, sometimes the extraordinary just shows up and I end up hitting a home run.
Now, obviously, that's a great personal moment for you, not just for All-Star game experience, for your career. But just do you have another memory of something that you saw in one of those games that you took part in that stands out, you know, when you think of all your All-Star games?
Well, also, like, the following year, you know, I won the MVP here in 97. And the following year, we play in Colorado. And
right.
I had to witness my brother hitting a home run to win the game.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a similar situation of the 97. My brother had the chance to do it in 97. So the fact that he won the MVP the prior year, it makes me the better brother. No, actually, I ragged on that. You know, he's a Hall of Fame player. I said, yeah, buddy, but I still got the MVP before you did.
Colorado, that was when I think Barry Bonds hit a home run.
Bartolo Colon.
And it hit the banner had San Francisco on it.
That's correct.
I mean, that had to be crazy.
That was a bomb. It wasn't even a triple deck.
Yeah.
He hit the facade of the triple deck, or the third deck, I should say. And it was very impressive to watch those guys. A home run contest in Colorado was super impressive. I was watching Vinny Castilla hitting balls into the scoreboard, or at least to the base of the scoreboard.
Right. And
those guys were hitting monster shots, and it's, like, very impressive.
Now, when we talk to Francisco Lindor right now, who's playing at a level where, I mean, if he started for the American League All-Star team at shortstop, I don't think anybody would be surprised given the level of play he's at. And when he talks, and we talk about players who he idolizes, he always mentions your brother, you know, Roberto Alomar. What does that mean for him to say that and then to watch Francisco and what he's becoming here?
Well, my brother is very proud of all the fellow countrymen that are coming behind our generation, and especially the ones that were number 12.
Mm-hmm.
And he really likes Francisco Lindor because he's a humble kid enjoying the game, and he keeps himself the same. He's the same person he was a few years back, and hasn't changed. And his demeanor is always to get better and give 100%. And my brother always idolized, you know, players that, you know, he set a standard for middle infielders. Especially for Latin American players. And Robbie, you know, I talked to him about Lindor, and he said, you know, like last year he met Lindor in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened that the minister was there in Toronto, and he couldn't spend a lot of time with Lindor, but he wanted to talk to him. So this year he's going to make it a point to come down and talk to him a lot.
When you watch Frankie play shortstop, you know, some of the acrobatics that he does out there, plays that are extremely difficult plays that he is now making routine. I think we're starting to take them for granted. Does he remind you of not only your brother, but Omar, who you saw so much of?
Well, I have to tell you, you know, as a catcher, you have front row of the middle infielders and all the poetry in motion, all the spectacular plays, and I got to experience so many great plays with our infield, not just with Robbie and Omar, but with Matt Williams and Travis Fryman, even Gene Tolman first base. We have an unbelievable view, but Omar Vizquel and Robbie Alomar, they're in a class of their own, and everybody else come behind. So, like, you have to really consistently do what Francisco is doing right now for many years, and then we can say, okay, they're in their class. But he's pretty solid, but... But Omar Vizquel is like, it's not a knock on Francisco. Francisco, you know, you only have 2 years. This is his second year. But, yeah, it kind of remind me of Omar Vizquel.
Sandy, thank you for doing this. Thanks for taking the time. And we'll catch up down the road.
Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.